Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelly, I'm so overprotective of my new shoes, it's becoming a mental problem.
Of your shoes?
Yeah, I don't wear them because I don't want them getting dirty or not looking as good.
Hold on, are these those Louis Vuitton shoes that you're talking about?
Well, that's one pair, but I recently bought another pair of white Nike shoes, and they're like casual shoes that you wear out, not for sports or anything.
Uh-huh.
And they're so white and so pristine, and I've wanted them for so long, I couldn't find them in my size, and I eventually did, and I eventually got them. That I've now had them for 2 weeks and they haven't come out of the box.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here. How much did you pay for them?
$160.
Okay, so they're expensive. Are they the leather material where they're clean off, or are they fabric where you're worried that it's going to stain?
That fabric, and they're very, very white. And they're hard to find. I've worn them for a long time. So now I've got this mental predicament where I want to wear them because I want to show them off because I'm proud of them, but they're still in the box. I can't bring myself to wear them. Is this a normal problem people have?
I think this is a problem that, like, sneakerheads have.
Sneakerheads.
And I know you're big on shoes. You like your shoes. But even Carter, my 9-year-old, just got a new pair of shoes, and he's scared to wear them because he doesn't want to crease them.
Okay, that makes me feel better. A 9-year-old's doing the same thing as me.
Yeah. For Christmas, I had found him on sale a pair of Jordans. Like, yep. I got a killer deal on them. And so I gave them to him for Christmas, and he has worn them one time since Christmas. And the way he walks in them is like a duck, so that he doesn't crease them. He doesn't bend his toes when he walks. You know what I'm talking about? Because he's so worried about it.
He's exactly the same as me.
And he's like, Mom, I've been on YouTube. There's these things that you put in your shoes so that you don't crease them when you walk. And I'm like, yeah, but then you're not walking the correct way. Like, I don't mind. I actually appreciate the fact that you don't want to get them dirty, but you got to walk right. They're shoes.
He's got maturity beyond his years. Have you ever done this with any of your shoes? Surely you have an expensive pair you're a little worried to wear. No?
I mean, I get, like, with my kids, like, don't step on my shoes. I have a pair of, like, white Converse that I won't wear if I have the kids out because I know Colt's going to step on my feet, 100%. But also, my shoes, I'll throw in the washer and just wash them.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about my mental problem. I'd have to seek therapy regarding my shoes.
Okay, are you this way with your shoes? Are you super overprotective? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. I love a good pair of shoes. I love fashion. But at a certain point, you got to be able to walk in your shoes.
Yeah, unlike me, I'm a weirdo. I like expensive, boozy shoes. It's one of my habits. And then I'm too scared to wear them, like the latest pair of shoes I have.
Well, and you just spent, what, $160 on these shoes and they've sat in your closet for 2 weeks?
Pretty much since Christmas. Might be a little longer than that. I haven't worn them yet. I'm trying to work out the best time to wear them and where I'll be walking. Will I be walking on grass? Will I be walking on cement? Is it dirty? Will someone spill a drink on them? I have a mental battle.
Well, and here's the other thing. If you're going to walk in them, are you going to walk the right way? Because I've noticed with Carter, he got an expensive pair of shoes for Christmas, and he won't walk the right way because he's scared of creasing his Jordans.
That's not helping me because now I might start doing what he's doing. I didn't even think of that.
No. 909 says, Guy, just spray some Scotchgard on those shoes. You'll be just fine.
Okay, I need all the help I can get. 626 says, I used to be super crazy protective about my shoes until I got a pit bull.
Oh.
What smart thinking? Who has a shoe fetish?
Uh-oh.
And likes to attack my feet to try to play with my shoes. I finally gave up.
I would too. 951 says, Kelly, your Carter sounds exactly like my 9-year-old Carter. They're so crazy in particular about certain things. And it is. Carter's room is a mess. So I'm like, wait, hold on. You want to be organized and clean when it comes to one pair of shoes?
It's weird how that works, isn't it?
Okay, Paula, are you this way? Are you overprotective about your shoes?
I'm not, but my grandson is. He's 13, He does the same thing. He walks weird in those shoes so he won't crease them.
Yeah, what is the deal? I told Carter, I was like, I don't want you out there playing basketball in them. Those will be like your nice pair of shoes. But, dude, you got to walk.
Yep. It's all the, like, the name brand shoes or whatever. He has a pair that he will just, like, hang around outside with his friends. But when the ones he wears to school, he's like, and he comes home and gets a rag and he swings them. It's crazy.
It's a 13-year-old and a 9-year-old, Kelly's son, which worried about their shoes. What about a 38-year-old? Is it right for me to be overprotective?
That one I'm questioning. Well, it was down some street.